A chat with Randy Dickut, Senior Vice President of Real Estate Operations at Farmers National Company, regarding agricultural land values. David Sparks, Ag Information Network of the West.
There's demand right now for land, but will there continue to be the capital out there to make those future purchases?
When you say there's demand for land right now, who is demanding?
Farmers and ranchers are still the main buyers, definitely. They always are and will be, but it will vary some. Typically, 70 to 80% of the ag land that comes up for sale is purchased by farmers and ranchers.
That's interesting. So that answers my question. And I think you also answered my question with regard to what does the cash flow on a farm have to do with the fact that it's going to be sold or not? But you're saying that if net farm income is down, then farmers are stressed and they may want to say, well, I'll sell my land. But then the other hand is somebody buying the land, if it's a farmer and net farm income is down, that's going to affect the price of the land.
Farmers don't usually sell land, only if they have to or to trade in to better land, typically. Right now, the main sellers of land are the inheritors. They may have owned the land for some time, maybe more recently, and that family, typically family ownership now, is deciding to sell the farm after they inherit it from the estate or trust.
Randy says lots of farmers sell their land and then lease it back. David Sparks, Ag Information Network of the West.